I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ken Knight. He is the artistic director and conductor of Canticum Novum, which is beginning its 10th anniversary season this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at 4 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. They're going to be, or Scottish Rite Center, they're going to be doing a program which we will be talking about. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Delighted to be here. This coffee is really good.
The coffee is very good here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. So Canticum Novum, which translates as new song, what's the theme of this group? You've directed so many groups in just the time that I've known you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm down to one choral group from five that I had several years ago. This is a chorus and orchestra that we like to think gives the most exciting concerts in Santa Fe. We distinguish ourselves from the other large number of very fine musical organizations in Santa Fe a couple of ways. First of all, we specialize in unusual repertoire, pieces that are unjustly neglected by composers who ought to be better known than they are. In some cases, well-known composers, but pieces that ought to be better known than they are.
Very
so we do unusual stuff, beautiful unusual stuff. And
so no old chestnuts?
No, very rarely do we do an old chestnut. The only old chestnut we've done that I can think of off the top of my head is the Foray Requiem. And we did that because at least half the members of my chorus had never sung it before. It's one of those pieces everyone ought to sing at least once in their lifetime. Many people had never sung it and were dying to, so we did the Foray Requiem on a concert that was a tribute to an observance of All Souls and All Saints Day, last day of October, first day of November. And we included on the program some other unjustly neglected gems, by an eight-part men's chorus by Schubert with low strings, a piece by Maurice Green called Lord, Let Me Know Mine End, and a Bach cantata that he wrote for a funeral. And so the concert had sort of a theme to it, but it also had a lot of variety in it.
Do you always do seasonal things? Like, would you have a kind of autumn or winter theme?
Not really. I build my programs usually around a single piece that serves as the cornerstone for the program. And then I pick other pieces to go with it that use the same forces, the same instruments. And I pick music that builds in a whole lot of variety to every program.
So what's the cornerstone of this weekend's concert?
Well, let me think. What are we doing? We're doing the Pergolesi Magnificat. This actually is sort of a tribute to ourselves. The Pergolesi Magnificat is the very first piece that we ever performed in public at the very beginning of our very first concert in 2004. So we're starting with that. It's a wonderful piece, and it's rarely done. Then we're doing a string symphony written by Mendelssohn at the age of 14.
Good heavens.
Between the ages of 12 and 14, he wrote 12 and part of a 13th symphonies for strings. The 12th one is a masterpiece, really. It holds its own with all of his later masterworks, the well-known symphonies like the Italian and the Reformation and the Scottish. And it's a fabulous piece. It's incredibly difficult for the string players. And that's it's quite wonderful to hear something by a precocious 14-year-old. We're doing a gorgeous Ave Maria by Donizetti, which sounds like it would be operatic, but isn't. It's very lyrical and tender. It features a soprano soloist, choir, and strings. We're doing a suite of a string suite by John Ireland, 20th century, early 20th century English composer, called a Downman Suite, which we have played before. We played this about 6 or 7 years ago. Wonderful piece. The string players love it. And the last piece on the program is by a living English composer named Anthony Le Fleming, whose music we really like, and we've performed a whole lot of his pieces. This piece is called Everyone Sang, which sounds like it would be a tip of the hat to the old custom of getting together in the park on Saturday nights and singing folk songs. It's not. It's about It's about the troops in the frontline trenches bursting into song when word reaches them that an armistice has been signed
and the
hostilities have ceased in 1918.
Wow.
The poet, Siegfried Sassoon, was one of those English anti-war poets who had been at the front himself and had been wounded seriously twice, and for the rest of his life lived with serious, they called it shell shock in those days, but it's PTSD, and wrote lots of very, very moving poetry. And these are two of his poems that are set to music by Anthony Le Fleming, and they're just wonderful.
It's so good to know that before you hear it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure, it makes the music a lot more meaningful.
Yeah.
We didn't know this when we started rehearsing the piece. It was only as I began to research the poetry that I discovered this. And all of a sudden, the very poignant dissonances in the music suddenly made sense to me. But looking at this program, I see that this is a tribute to variety, not a program built around any particular cornerstone.
Ah, very interesting.
So, the other way in which we distinguish ourselves from all of the other musical ensembles in town is we're the only choir that always performs with an orchestra, and we're the only orchestra that always does some choral music on the program.
Now, do you have a standing orchestra? I mean, people who always
Well, technically, it would be called a pickup orchestra, but we tend to pick up the same people every time.
Okay.
So they're all old friends and play together a lot, and we're sort of like a family. So it's a wonderful group of players. They're all professional players. The
right.
chorus is volunteers, but we like to think the best amateur singers in town. And we have wonderful world-class soloists.
How many people are in the chorus?
It depends on the repertoire, really. It can vary from anywhere between 30 and 45.
So that's a big, rich, thick sound.
Well, yes and no. I happened to hear a week ago, I went to Los Angeles to attend the 50th anniversary performance of the Los Angeles Master Chorale, of which I used to be a member. It's 120 voices. Talk
okay.
about big and rich. Oh,
yeah.
My stars. It was like dying and going to heaven to yeah. listen to this choir.
And you used to sing in it?
I used to sing in it, yes. Uh-huh.
When you sing in a chorus like that, do you experience that beauty, or do you really have to be in the audience listening?
Oh, no, you experience it in the chorus. In fact, you experience it probably twice as intensely. You know, there's been a lot of research done lately about the health benefits of singing in choirs, and they're substantial. They've discovered that it lowers people's blood pressure, it makes them happier, it gets them out to socialize and
yeah.
gets them out of the house, and there are some other health benefits I can't recall, things like, you know, in strengthening the immune system or something.
Yeah.
People who sing in choirs really are, it improves their health. It
That's
really does.
Interesting.
It's well documented. The research shows that it's true.
Yeah, you can either do that or have a dog.
Yeah, well.
Or both.
Or both, yeah.
We're talking to Ken Knight about Canticum Novum. So it's the beginning of your 10th anniversary season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot of the same musicians coming back year after year?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. Particularly the string players have been playing with me for a very long time, many of them. And most of the singers have been with me for a very long time.
And not only in this chorus, but in some of your other choruses
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And so this season lasts for what, the whole, so to speak, academic year?
Yes, exactly. We have a fall concert this coming weekend, October 5th and 6th. Then we have winter concerts February 1st and 2nd, and then spring concerts May 3rd and 4th. So it's the first weekend of October, the first weekend of February, and the first weekend of May.
Have you recorded some of your music and made it available to people who want to take it home?
We have a sampler CD. It's excerpts from some of our live performances for the past 9 years. We're very proud of it. It's, I love listening to it. It's gorgeous music and tremendously varied. And, that will be on for sale at our concerts, by the way.
Excellent. Now, this activity that you do as an artistic director and a conductor and choir leader, it never gets old. You always are bringing so much freshness and creativity to it, it seems.
Well, that part of the job never gets old. I must say, serving as the de facto business manager, personnel director, librarian, office staff, typist, program notes writer,
fundraiser,
all of those other tasks. Well, I was joking with my partner yesterday. I feel like I'm in the movie Groundhog Day when I have to get the program ready and take it to the printer again. But no, the music part remains forever fresh and exciting and challenging.
Ken Knight is the artistic director and conductor of Canticum Novum. Their 10th anniversary season starts this weekend. There's concerts on Saturday and Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center on Paseo de Peralta, which is that big pink building.
The Pepto-Bismol building, that's
which
right.
Which everybody has probably seen at one time or another driving around this crazy city. And if you would like to get tickets for that, you can call 988-1234 or go to ticketssantafe.org. You can also go to the Lenzic box office, which has tickets for so many of the great things in town. Ken Knight, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we're going to go out with some music of Beethoven performed by Canticum Novum.